The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Surah Baqarah, in ayat number 217, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people are asking you about the months in which warfare is forbidden. قل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, say to them, قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. Indeed, warfare during those months is a serious matter and it's a sin. And when he is asked, what are these months? They are actually known as Ashhurul Hurum, means the holy months. There are four. The first one is Rajab, and then you have Dhul-Qa'da, then Dhul-Hijjah, and then Muharram. These are the four months where in the pre-Islamic time and as well as in Islam, these were the months where warfare was not allowed. So even the tribes during the time of Jahiliyyah who were against one another, at war with one another, when these months would come, they will cease their fight. And that is where, you know, you have to realize the irony of what happened in Karbala. That was the month of Muharram. That's why the month is known as Muharramul Haram, the holy month, in that sense that warfare was forbidden, even in the Jahiliyyah time, during that time. The first one, however, is Rajab. And if you look at it, I describe three months in the Islamic calendar as the spiritual season. You know, every event has its own beginning. Schools here starts in September. That is the beginning of the academic year. The common calendar starts in January. Islamic calendar starts in Muharram. But the spiritual season of the Muslim calendar would be Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. And so Rajab has its own importance there. It is the beginning of the spiritual season. And if you look at Mafatihul Jinan, you will see that the section where Sheikh Abbas Qummis talks about the rituals related to the months, he doesn't start with Muharram. He starts with the month of Rajab. And that is the reason for it, because it is a month of spirituality. Even the names given to this month in the Ahadith, Shahrul Istighfar, this is the month where we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rajabul Fard means the Rajab which is alone. What it means is that there are 4 months where, you know, warfare is forbidden. Zilqad, Zilhij, Muharram are all together. Rajab is by itself. And so the name has been given Rajabul Fard, Rajab which is by itself. Rajabul Asab, Rajab which is actually the time of showering of the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one more name given to it is the Shahr Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. There is a saying from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where it says, Rajab shahrul istighfar li ummati. Rajab is the month of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of istighfar for my ummah, my community. أكثر فيه الاستغفار فإنه غفور رحيم. So increase your process of seeking forgiveness, because Allah is merciful and forgiving. وشعبان شهري, he says. شعبان is my month. استكثروا في رجب من قول أستغفر الله وأسأل الإقالة والتوبة فيما مضى والعصمة فيما بقي من أجالكم. He says, so during the month of Ramadan, increase these words, Astaghfirullah. Not only in namaz, you know, even outside the namaz. Just normally during this month, give more emphasis to this word and think about it. And this is where you are asking for forgiveness of the sins which have passed. And pray that may He protect you from sins in the rest of your life. وَأَكْثِرُوا فِي شَعْبَانِ. So istighfar is for Rajab. Then he says, in Sha'aban, what should you do? As-salat ala nabiyyikum wa ahlihi. In the month of Sha'aban, the focus be on reciting the salawat on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Salawat, brother. And then you come to Ramadan, wa Ramadan shahrullah tabarak wa ta'ala. And during this month of Ramadan, which is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istakthiru fihi min at-tahleel wa at-takbir. During that time, during that month, you know, increase the words, la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. In one of the hadith, we are told that this name has been given to this month, Rajab. This actually comes from Rajab Nahrun fil Jannah. It's actually name of a river in the paradise. Ashaddu biyadhan min al-laban. It's more whiter than the milk. Wa ahla min al-asal. More sweeter than honey. Man sama yawman min Rajab saqahu Allahu azza wa jalla min dhalika al-nahr. If a person even fast one day during the month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him drink from that river known as Rajab in the Jannah. And this is what brings me to the issue of the importance of fasting during the month of Rajab. According to the ahadith that we have, the first 7 days when somebody fasts, غُلِقَتْ عَنْهُ سَبْعَةَ أَبْوَابِ النَّارِ. The 7 gates of Jahannam will be closed for him. And if somebody continues there one more day, first 8 days of Rajab, فُتِحَتْ لَهُ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَبْوَابِ الْجِنَانِ. The 8 gates of Jannah will be opened for him. And if somebody, you know, fasts for half of the first half of the month of Rajab, 15 days, أُعْتِيَ سُوَالِهُ. You know, whatever he is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his wishes will be granted. Especially towards the end of the month of Rajab, 27th of Rajab is a very special day. It is the day of Mi'raj, as well as the day of Mab'as, where the beginning of the Quran, revelation of Quran started. And the hadith that we have from our imams, that if you fast on that day, it is equal to 60 years of fasting. It doesn't mean whatever you had missed will be covered by that 60 years of one day. No. It's just talking about the reward of that would be as if you have fasted for 60 years. Remember, according to the fatwa of Ayatollah Sistani, if you have qadha fast, then you cannot do the niyat of sunnat. So even on the special days, your intention is that it is recommended to fast on this day. But since I have qaza, I'll do the niyat of qaza. And inshallah, Allah will reward you for your qaza as well as the importance of that day, inshallah. If you look at the calendar that we have, the month of Rajab is actually filled with events. More than any other month. And especially, you know, the events related to the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. Even the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen is on the 13th of Rajab. And as Ali alayhi salam himself says, Rajab Shahri. You know, Rajab is my month. Sha'ban, Shahr Rasulullah. Sha'ban is the month of Rasulullah. But Ramadan, Shahrullah Azza wa Jalla. And Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this goes in line with our path. You go to Ali, you will reach to Rasulullah. You go to Rasulullah, you will reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to maximize the reward and the blessings of this month of Rajab.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.